This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
And joining us now is Damien Davies. Damien, thank you so much for coming on Evenings on FNR.
Good evening to you both. How are you?
Yeah, we're really good, Damien. Hope you had a great Easter. And let's start in Asia with Chris Hurd starting in the AFC Cup this week.
Yeah, I just caught the last end of that conversation with Paul. So the fact that Chris Hurd is running around in India, he was probably our almost our marquee from club competition status in Asia this week. He started and scored, and his side did win in the AFC Cup. One of the most successful Aussies this week, unfortunately. There wasn't a lot of good news. Harrison Sawyer did play off the bench, and his Hong Kong side did win. Matt Smith also played 90, but he was on the wrong side of the result this week. And in the Champions League in Asia, Matt German had 90 minutes with his Saudi Arabian team only managing a draw. So mixed results. Not very often you say Chris Hurd is the pick of the group. It's been a while, but good to say that again.
And Damien, moving to England, not a great week in the EPL or the Championship for Australians.
No, there's fixtures left, right and centre, as we know, at this time of year in England, over Easter and catch-ups, etc. Matt Ryan had two fixtures over the last week, a loss and then a draw against Wolves. So he's teetering on the relegation spots with one spot to go. Aaron Moy, as we know, has been relegated, but he did have another 90 minutes as Huddersfield lost to Watford on the weekend. A lot of things going on in the Championship. Adam Federici made his debut for Stoke last week. Luongo, Wright, Meredith, Jedinak, Williams, they're all playing. Irvine is the other one, sorry. I did actually make notes last night saying Villa and Bristol were both looking good, but they played overnight and it wasn't so good. Villa was the only Aussie side per se that won. So Villa's certainly looking good for promotion playoffs. Bristol are right on the brink at the moment, so the next couple of weeks will be interesting for them. On a positive note for the Aussies in the Championship, Callum Elder made his comeback. He's been out injured for, I'd say, a good 3 months. I think it was probably about January that he last played. So interesting times in the Championship as we run into the end of the season.
And unfortunately for Matty Ryan, he is now in the dogfight for relegation. Hopefully Brighton can survive. But while one of our Socceroos goalkeepers is struggling, another one is flourishing. Danny Vukovic is nearing a title in Belgium. How exciting is that?
It's fantastic. We talked about him probably 4 months ago and he was starting to climb up the table. They had a 3-1 win on the weekend. They're now 7 points clear with a couple of games to go. So on the back of Matty Ryan's heroics in Belgium, it looks like Danny will do the same. So, yeah, that was probably one of the highlights from an Aussies abroad perspective in Europe over the weekend. Matt Lackey started again in Bundesliga, so he's starting to get back into favour, which is a good thing. I'm not even going to talk about Netherlands at the moment. There's nothing to talk about there, only splinters, unfortunately. Denmark... a little bit of unfortunate news in Denmark. We've been following Arwen Mobile season. His club's been going really well, been second or first most of the season. Unfortunately, they've had two losses in the last week, which has dented their prospects of finishing top of the table. Mustafa Amini, other side of the equation, both wins for AGF during the week. They were in the lower half and they've certainly put themselves back into sort of middle of the table now coming near. It's still a couple of weeks to go, but they're certainly positioning themselves well. And a bit of a blast from the past, Dylan McGowan was used off the bench last night for his club in Denmark and actually scored as well. So good to see that. The other scorers of goals in Europe from an Australian perspective, Karasic scored for his club side. They had an away win, Lokomotiva, which was good to see. Jimmy Jago and James Holland both played against one another, 2-2 draw. So I guess there's no bragging rights per se there. Apo Genial had 90 minutes. His club is holding on to a spot in the Europa League nearing the end of the season there as well. And Dylan Minane is probably the other one worth mentioning. Finland League has just resumed. He started and scored and won on the weekend. So a couple of good results there.
Some very good results. And Josh, I see that Adam Taggart scored again. And Damien, I believe that Adam Taggart is now and has been leading the K-League Golden Boot race.
I haven't actually checked on that, but I think he's on four, so he'd have to be pretty close. Yes, I'll take your word for that, Louise. It's great news, isn't it? I don't think an Australian would have ever done that. I don't even know that Nathan Burns ever scored when he was in Korea, so certainly wouldn't have been high up on the table as mainly defenders are the ones that get signed in Korea, as we know.
Maybe big Sasha Ognofsky scored a few towering headers in his day, but I don't think anyone even comes close to what Adam Taggart's doing at the moment. And, you know, he's playing for one of the best clubs, so even getting in the team is an achievement, let alone scoring.
It's great. It's very good. You just put this mental picture in my head of Robbie Cornthwaite when he was scoring from the Socceroos. I've got to move past that. Anyway, yes, you're right. It's good that he's playing. It hasn't been all been great over in Japan and Korea for the Aussies. Recently, Naboo's not being used at the moment. He's sitting on the bench. There's a couple of other Aussies like Abini and the guys in K2 that have been in and out of the squads over the last couple of weeks as well. So Taggart doing well is great. The other Australian that has started well in terms of his career in Asia is Blake Rashuto, who was at Rockdale. He's now playing for Brunei in the Singapore League. He had 90 minutes and scored on the weekend. They won 4-2. So that's certainly one of the highlights from an Aussie perspective. The other one, actually switching over to North America, is Brad Smith. He got another 90 minutes, although Seattle did go down 4-1 this week. I believe it was to Vancouver.
Just doing a fact check on Adam Taggart, Damien. He's on four goals, and there are five players on four goals. So he's joint top scorer with a number of other players in the league. But, you know, still top of the charts, even if it's equal with several others.
And I think you need to check minutes played as well, because Taggart started on the bench, remember. So he's probably had less minutes than those guys. So we can probably claim he's clubhouse leader.
Let's say that. I don't have any confirmation of that statistic, but let's pretend that that's the case, because he's doing fantastically well. We were speaking about the USA. I mean, I think the women are the big story over there. Obviously, the NWSL is stacked with Aussie players, but it's been quite a good week for them.
It's been really good. It's one of those things that just kind of creeps up on us. All of a sudden, the league here finishes and all the ladies head across and start playing in the US League, as you mentioned. Kennedy, Van Egmond, Kerr, Carpenter, Ford, there's a lot of them, Polkinghorn, Harrison, they're all playing every week now, which is great. Sam Kerr scored last weekend, Kennedy scored last night, and we can't forget our two Aussie women in Spain. Alex Chidiak and A.V. Luca both were used as subs in the Primavera in Spain last night as well. So we'll start to cover those guys a little bit more over the coming weeks, but as you said, the exodus of Aussies, or particularly Matildas, across to the league in the US is pretty cool this time of year. I believe there'll be a couple playing in Norway and Sweden as well. I haven't seen all the contracts yet, but I believe that will be coming back online pretty shortly as well. So exciting times.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you saw Alana Kennedy's goal, I'm not sure if it was going around on Twitter, but it was actually a kind of improvised bicycle kick off a set piece for Orlando Pride. So, you know, it was definitely a spectacular effort for her. And I believe Sam Kerr, you know, set some sort of appearances or goals record this week. She usually does. It's hard to keep tracks, but, you know, great things for the Aussies.
I think she played her 100th game from memory.
That's the one, yes. 100 games in the NWSL, which is just remarkable. And she's been top scorer in a number of those seasons, even when she was playing for one of the worst managed franchises in the league in Sky Blue FC. Now she's playing for one of the best managed clubs in Chicago. So I think there could be silverware in her future this season, fingers crossed.
I hope so, yes. And maybe just to finish up, two of our injured players, if you've been watching social media this week, you'll see Azani and Boyle are both back in training. Azani's got some fancy footwork happening on the training pitch. I think he's actually back in Celtic training. So Azani's obviously getting closer, and so is Boyle. I don't think they're any chance of playing at the end of this season. They'll be getting back into full pre-season, hopefully, though, which is great for the Socceroos.
Well, Damien, thank you so much for joining us on Evenings on FNR, and enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll speak to you again next week.
Look forward to it. Have a good week.